Look in your Bibles.
The book of Acts this morning. The book of Acts. Amen. I said, it's been a joy to be in the Lord.
Yep. Church in any place I know. Yep. Amen. I'm in church about 6 days a week, sometimes 7. Amen. And always a joy to gather with God's people today. Amen. Acts chapter number 3, and I'll begin reading in verse 1. Pastor, thank you for the invitation to be back here at the tabernacle. It holds a special place in my heart. Amen. Anytime I get in a place and we have a supernatural visitation, it just kind of stamps it special in my heart. Amen. And you're blessed. I hope you realize that. A lot of places ain't had a move of God in years. Amen. But God's been a stirring in your midst in these days. And I wouldn't take it for granted. I'd thank Him for it. Amen. The Lord has been better to us than what we deserve. Amen. And you pray now, Lord, to help us this morning. I've been in meeting day and night and for weeks now. So you pray God will touch us physically, but above everything, He'll touch us spiritually. Amen. And do pray for the tent meeting. I'll be preaching tonight, Monday night, Tuesday and Wednesday night. And then other men will be preaching in front of us. So you pray that the Lord help us come get in the meeting. I encourage you to. I believe we're in the last days. I believe Jesus is soon coming. Amen. And I don't want to meet the Lord on memories. I want to meet Him on fire and doing something for Him. Amen. And God's still working in these days, and He ain't gone out of business. Amen. And so I thank Him and praise Him for that today. Acts chapter 3, if you're willing and able, stand as we read the scripture this morning. The book of Acts chapter number 3 and beginning in verse number 1. The Bible says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asking alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Now I'm going to stop right here just a second and say sinners are expecting something out of us who are saved. Amen. We're not like the world. Amen. When God saved us, He changed us. Amen. Even the world knows we ought to be different. Amen. I sure want to see Christ in me, the hope of glory. Amen. Verse number 5 says, and he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he leaped up. Stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were amazed, or filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which he was healed, held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, today for your mercy and for your grace. Lord, I'm thankful that you gave us life and gave us strength that we could come and be in the house of God with your people. Lord, I pray now for a little while you'll strengthen my voice and body. I pray for unction of the Holy Ghost that a man must have to preach your word today. Lord, I pray for that soul that's lost. Oh, that the Holy Ghost will convict them and then run to you and be saved before it's everlasting too late. Help us as your people. I pray you be glorified today, and everything you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want to preach a little while this morning. The Lord have been my helper on this subject of the lame man and the events at the temple. The lame man and the events at the temple. We know this passage well. We've been saved a while. We know this is right after the day of Pentecost and the church's birth, and thousands have been saved and added to the church. And I'm glad God saved sinners. Amen. And God is adding to His church as such as should be saved. And Peter and John go up to the temple at the hour of prayer. Hey, I believe God's people have a desire to pray. Amen. Hey, I tell you, there's nothing like getting in the Holy of Holies, having access out to the throne of God and making our petition known and knowing that God hears and answers our prayer. Hey, I ain't fit for nothing. Amen. God would be holy if He'd turn a deaf ear to me and turn me away. But because of the blood of Jesus, I have access to the throne of God. And we find as they go, they find a lame man. Now look at four things in this text, and I'll be done. First of all, in verses 2 through 8, we find that this man, that he got up. You say, preacher, what's the big deal about that? Well, the Bible said in verse 2, he was lame from his mother's womb. He didn't know what it was to stand up. He didn't know what it was to walk. He didn't know what it was to jump and to skip and to climb. This man was lame from his mother's womb. He was also carried daily wherever he needed to go. He was carried by somebody else. Amen. And we find in verse 2 also, he was a beggar. Yes. He didn't have nothing. Now, I want to remind you of something. There was no welfare in Bible days apart from them leaving the corners and some a little bit of gleanings left in a field. There wasn't much what you'd call welfare in Bible days. If you had some physical ailment, you was a beggar by the side of the road if you didn't have a family to take care of you. Amen. This man was a beggar. He was carried. Hey, we find he's at the gate but could never get in. Amen. You read the Old Testament, you couldn't enter in with some kind of problem like this.
You're right. Yeah.
Amen. Those physical ailments, whether it's being lame or halt or maimed, you couldn't enter into the temple. It was a holy place.
Right. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And he was hindered from getting in. He could not in. He could sit at the gate, but he couldn't get in. But we find old Peter and John come by. And they brought him some good news. Amen. I like what Peter said to him. He said to him in verse number 6, he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. I can ask you something. You got some of that such as I have. Amen. Oh, Peter had something to offer him. Amen. I've seen a lot of folks say they're saved, but I really think it's just giving secondhand information. Amen. Hey, salvation's a possession. It's a person. Amen. When you get saved, the Lord takes up abode in you. And what's in you is what this world needs. Amen. We find he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. And the Bible said he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping up stood. Amen. Hey, I'm glad for that day. This old boy, he got up. You remember when you got up? We was one day spiritually lame. Amen. We were crippled by a fall like Mephibosheth. Amen. Hey, Mephibosheth was crippled because of another. Amen. Romans chapter 5 tells us that we are lost and we are spiritually lame. Why? Because of the sin of Adam. Adam and Eve's sin plunged us all into sin and death because of sin. Amen. And friend, we were one day lame spiritually. We could not get to God. Amen. Let me say it like this. A lost person can't worship.
You're right.
In Amen. Why? Because the lost man's dead. Exactly. He's dead in trespasses, and it's a dead man can't do nothing.
That's exactly right.
Amen. And he can't approach God. And may I say this? As the lame man was carried, so are we by our sin.
Yeah.
Now I know there are some say, well, I'm my old man. I'm doing my old... Oh, you're being carried about by sin. Sin's got dominion of your life, sinner. Amen. Hey, sin has got you so consumed. Oh, yeah. You know why it's hard, why sinners have a hard time getting saved? They love their sin. Amen. They love it, and it's got such a deep hold upon them. It's got its claws in them, and they can't shake it loose. Oh, but I'm glad for the day somebody. Amen. I'm glad for that day that somebody come by and told me about Jesus. Amen. I'm glad I wasn't raised in a Muslim country. I'm glad I wasn't raised in a cult. I'm glad I wasn't raised in a third world country and never heard his name. But brother, one day somebody said, there's one named Jesus, and he died for you, and he was buried, and he rose again, that you can be saved. I'm glad somebody introduced me to Jesus. Amen. And when I got called upon his name, he lifted me up. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit. Amen. You remember being in a pit of sin?
Yeah.
Some of you been saved a while and you about forgot where God found you. Your life was a wreck. You were steeped in sin. You was worthy of going to hell. Hey, but Jesus Christ, I came by and rescued you. I brought you out of that horrible pit. I set your feet on the rock of ages. I saved you, cleansed you. I put a new song in you. Hey, I'm glad he got up and I got up. Amen. Hey, have you ever been lifted up? Oh, by the way, you won't have to ask nobody if you have.
That's right.
Hey, man, I got saved at home on a Tuesday night. I was a 10-year-old boy. And the next morning, Mama didn't sit me down and ask me 50 questions. She didn't do that. I went and found Mama. And I said, Mama, I'm saved. Nobody taught me to do that, just the Holy Ghost inside of me. Amen. I know that he saved me, that he changed my life. Well, he got up. But notice this, number two, he got in. Amen. Verse number 8 says again, he leaping up, stood and walked, and entered with him into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Hey, he got in when he got up. The first place that boy wanted to go was that temple where he sat every day at the gate. Hey, before I got saved, I wasn't real interested in church, son.
You're right.
Come on, David. Didn't love it, didn't hate it. But the moment I got saved, amen, I fell in love with the local church. There's now something inside of me on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, revival meeting time. There's something on the inside, a pulling toward the house of God. It's like two magnets. Amen. There's something here attracting my heart. Amen. Hey, you ever get saved, you will get in the house of God. Amen. Hey, it ain't church membership that saves you. What a baptism don't save you. You don't get the cart in front of the horse.
That's right.
Amen. But when you get saved, you'll want to get baptized.
That's right.
You'll want to join the church.
That's right.
You will be faithful to church.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But there's something inside of you now that wants to go to church.
Right.
Now, if you're one of them looks for excuses to stay home, I'd get worried. Because I keep coming up with reasons to go.
Amen.
They ain't got to beg me, Brother Josh, not one bit, Pastor, but don't have to beg me. You just open doors, I'll come.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, you just say, we're going to pray, praise God, let's pray.
Amen.
You say, we're going to sing, let's sing. Say, we're going to have preach, let's preach. Amen. Now, there's something about church. Aren't you glad for the house of God?
Amen.
You that have to work in public jobs, go to public school, you're around sin every day. You're around their cussing. You're around their fussing. You're around their filth and all the ungodliness of the world. It's good today to come in them doors back there. Got in these four walls. Got away from the cussing. Got away from the world's music. Got away from their activity. I got in here. I sung some good songs of Zion. Hey, prayed. Opened the Bible. Hey, I'm telling you, get to worship God. Hey, it's good. I did be in church on the Sunday morning. Amen. Oh yeah, I'm saying today that we are in the right place at the right time. It is the house of God. Oh, he got up and he got in. Now, I get in trouble preaching sometimes because I just preach it straight. But I found plain talk is easily understood and nobody leaves scratching their head saying, what do you mean by that? Amen. If you profess to get saved, then we got to send somebody after you to come to church. We have to call you every other week. Somebody don't call you on Saturday night for you to come. There's something bad wrong. Amen to that, preacher. Yes, sir. I believe a good dose of salvation will fix all that. It'll help you get to church. Amen. You'll love the house of God. Amen. I'm having fun in Rhonda now. Amen. Yes, sir. Hey, it just makes you want to go to church. Amen. Oh, and it's getting stronger. Matter of fact, it said there in Hebrews, forsake not the assembly of ourselves together. As a matter of some is. And so much more as you see they approaching. That means we need more church now than we did when we first got saved. I don't know about you, but I need all the church I can get. It helps me. It helps me in my daily life. I don't do good sitting at the house. And by the way, if you're saved, you won't do good tasks either. Amen. Matter of fact, you'll know the whole time you're sitting in the house, you ought to be at church. Amen. Pastor Brennan, I did get out of the will of God about 13, 14 years old. And I laid out of church with a friend one time, and the whole time the Holy Ghost tore me up. I didn't enjoy the day at all. Amen. As a matter of fact, the Holy Ghost kept letting me run into clocks. Amen. I looked at it, it's 10 o'clock, and the Holy Ghost said, Sunday school time, son. Amen. I kind of shook that out, went on, still the Holy Ghost turned, found another clock a little while, 11 o'clock. Holy Ghost said, the choir's getting up to sing now, son. You're supposed to be in the choir. Amen. We're going to have real fun. I can go and tell it. Amen. Amen. Went long. I got away from there. Found another clock about 11:30. He said, the man of God's getting up to preach, son, and he knows you ain't there. You're making it hard on the man of God, son, because you ain't in your place. Amen. You see, I come in and preach, and I think we're having a great meeting because I don't know who's here and who ain't. But that man does. Amen. And by the way, most time he knows if you're laying out or not. Holy Ghost kind of give a man of God some insight. Amen.
Go ahead.
We're preaching good. I'm having a good time. Amen. I'm telling you, if you get saved, you'll get in the house of God. Amen. That old lame man got up and he got in. Amen. I come to get in, amen, and see what the Lord's got today. I didn't come to get out, I come to get in. Amen. We got so used to 30-minute sitcoms on TV. People can't sit still for an hour and a half for church.
That's right.
Ain't that right? We want to be entertained. Amen. We don't need entertainment, we need preaching. Amen. And we find this old boy, the first place he went after the Lord lifted him up, he went to the house of God. We see he got up, he got in. Number three, in verse number 8 and 9, we see that this old boy, that it got on. The Bible said, and he leaped up, stood and walked in with them. And then listen to this, walking and leaping and praising God. Amen. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. It got on. They went to shouting. Somebody said, we're supposed to be quiet down at church. Says who?
Yeah.
Right. Right. Everybody ever saw get the Lord do something for him, they began to want to thank him and praise him.
Right.
They wanted to follow him. Amen.
Right.
Hey, this old boy guy, he ain't never walked.
Right.
He's a walking around and a leaping and a jump and a praising God.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, I remember them old timers as a boy. I'm glad I was raised like I was.
Yeah.
Them old granny women would get out in the aisleway walking around. Clapping them hands and ooh, and a shouting around. Amen. I tell you, hey, before I got saved, it made me nervous.
You're right.
I fell in love with it. Matter of fact, brother, Pastor, I've been doing a little bit of it myself now. Amen. You can probably still tell I just come to jump in. Amen. I don't have to wait on nobody. Hey, I'm saved. My name's in the book. Hallelujah. Amen. I can rejoice because I'm saved. You say, well, preacher, I'm waiting on them God bumps. You might be getting the flu. Amen. You ought to just go ahead and shout and let feelings catch up with you. Amen now. Just go ahead and shout and let feelings catch up later. You say, why you shout on credit? How in the world can you shout on credit when it's paid in full? I'm shouting on fact. I'm not running by my feelings. I'm running on what that book said. That book said, if I call, he's safe. I did, he did. Amen. Hey, I'm not shouting because spiritual subject to me. Hey man, that crowd on TV's won't always stop on devils. They better be careful of that.
Right.
Amen. Some days we walk on devils, some days they walk on us.
Right.
Amen now. But I tell you what you can do and I can do, we can shout every day if we want to.
That's right.
That's right.
You're right. Amen. Hey, it's all right to wave your hand. Amen. Hey, you say, preacher, I just love that. I tell you what you do. Go home this afternoon. Get in the back of the house where there ain't nobody at. Just you by yourself. Shut the door. And sit there just a minute and practice this.
There you go.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Amen.
Go ahead.
And when you get a little bit more comfortable about doing this, say, amen.
Uh-huh.
And then in a minute, say this, hallelujah. And in another minute, wave a little bit and say, praise the Lord. And then as you sit there a while longer, make it get a little louder.
Amen.
Amen. Finally get to the phone, they can hear you in the front of the house.
Right.
Amen. And then come to church and jump in.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, listen to me. We need to come to the house of God and praise Him.
That's right.
He's worthy.
Yeah. Amen.
Well, the Lord ain't done that for me this week. He hadn't.
Oh, boy.
You mean you're pumping your lungs and your heart?
That's right.
Man,
Huh?
You mean life and death and pie your hand?
Tell the truth. Come on.
You and I wouldn't even got out of bed this morning had not the God of heaven come by and shook us and wake up, son.
Amen.
Gave us strength to get up, cleaned up, get dressed up, and make our way out. We wouldn't even be here had the Lord not woke us up.
You're right.
Amen. Hey, it got old.
Yeah.
I like it, don't you?
Yeah.
I promise you this. I ain't going to put it out.
No.
Somebody, I've had them tell me before, brother said, aren't you afraid of wildfire? I said, no. There's enough wet blankets at the Baptist church to put it out. Amen. Hey, amen. Yeah. That crowd with the mully grubs and grapple and grabbing, they'll put out that wildfire. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, I promise you this, you just begin to praise me, it won't be long, friend, the real fire fall. Amen.
Right.
Hey, hey, it's good to go to church and worship the Lord.
You're right.
Hey, amen.
Right.
Hey, he got up. He got in. It got on. I love it.
Yeah.
Let me say this, number four. There in verse 10 and 11. Hey, word got out.
Yeah.
Amen. Look at it again. He said, they knew that was he which sat arms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch called Solomon, greatly wondered. Word got out. They got to running around. They saw a commotion around the temple. They said, what's going on? They said, you remember that lame man?
Yeah.
Always a sitting at the gate on Sunday.
Yeah.
He got up. Amen. And they said, he did what? He got up.
Yeah.
Well, how'd he do that? That crazy preacher that was in the street the other way, and all them thousands got running saying they got born again. He was up there. Amen. And they said this. Silver and gold have an ounce, such to have given in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, that's that Jesus crowd. Amen. And they thought word got out that something was going on down at the temple. Do you know what? There's two things to get out on church real quick. If it gets on, boy, the power of God falls in and start getting saved, it'll beat you to the restaurant.
That's right.
Yeah. 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 Amen. You go to church, work on Monday morning, they'll come by and say, man, I heard y'all had a service yesterday.
What?
That's that word getting out. I tell you what I've learned. If I ever get in real good, that's why I've been telling on all y'all. I got in something good here in February, and I've been wanting to tell everybody about it.
That's right.
Come on.
Amen. Hey, I promise you, it gets on. People won't go say, let me tell you, you need to come to our place.
That's right.
Son, you'll get in on something good if you'll come up here around the Baptist Tabernacle.
Right.
Amen. And by the way, that is the fastest way for your church to grow. I'm all for a weekly visitation program. If you want to do that, that's all well and good. But I tell you, the fastest way this church grows is you as the individuals, everywhere you go, you go say, Les, you need to come up to church. We got what you need.
That's right.
Amen. Hey, oh, I promise you, you come to our church, that Bible will help you.
Right.
Amen. Oh, yes, now. Hey, word got out. Hey, word get out on if you go fussing and fighting, too.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. I'd rather word be out than word getting in the glory.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. That's right now. Oh yeah. I want people say that preacher, he wild.
Yeah.
Guilty.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. And happy.
Yeah.
That sad and sour crowd, I don't want what they got.
That's right.
They need what I've got.
That's it. You got it.
Amen.
Right.
It'll help you. It'll help you just to get in one good time.
That's right.
Now, some of you, I guarantee it, in these months as God's been stirring around here, some of you have been walking up to the water and putting your toe in.
There you go. There you go. Right.
You know how it is when you went swimming as a boy or girl? Remember? Sometimes you just want to see what the temperature's like. You know what the best thing I found out to do when I was a boy, when we went swimming? Just run back into a cannonball to smack down the middle of the pool.
Amen.
Just go ahead and get that out of your system. Amen. And just enjoy it on a good hot summer day. Amen. What you're doing, you got fear in you right now. What you need to do is go ahead and just jump in it, let that fear go away, and just have yourself time.
Right.
Amen. Amen. And let the word get, you say, preacher, they'll talk about us if we go to shouting up here.
Yeah.
Y'all got a similar name to Brother Joe Arthur's church. Their church is Harvest Baptist Tabernacle. You know what they call them in Atlanta? The Happy Tab. That's right. Ask him. They call him the Happy Tab. Amen. I'd be known as the Happy Tab as a mad crowd.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen. That's right. Hey, let them talk. Hey, praise God. Enjoy Jesus.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Come get in. Amen. Right. We ought to give him our best. I tell you, I first started preaching this morning, I was kind of tired. I'm feeling pretty good right now. I'm glad I come to church. Amen. Oh, yeah. Hey, it's good to be a child of God. If you're here lost today, I'm glad to tell you he can bring you out of that horrible pitch in. What he did for me, what he's done for others, he can do for you. Some of you want to say, well, I want to be faithful to church. Well, you first need faith in you.
That's right.
It's hard to be faithful without faith.
Amen.
You're right.
And by the way, that ain't my faith. That's his faith.
You're right.
Amen. After he moved in me, I've been able to live for him.
Yes, sir.
I couldn't have lived for him before he moved in for nothing. You know, hey, some of you before you got said, you know, you gave up and you gave this up and you quit that and you quit the other. And it didn't last no time.
That's right.
And even if you stayed quit for some things, you picked up something else. Amen. But it's all different after Jesus moved in. Amen. Oh, he got up, he got in, it got on, and word got out. Oh, friend, I want to encourage you here at Ronda Baptist Tavern, just go with God. Sinner, if you're not saved, you're in the right place at the right time. He saves sinners. I promise you that. Father, take the message now. Use it for your honor and glory. Oh, Lord, I thank you for giving me liberty to preach this morning. Lord, I'm glad for the day you lifted me up, brought me out of that horrible pit I was in, set my feet on the rock of ages, Jesus Christ. And all you do now, we'll praise you for it in this invitation. In Jesus' name, heads bowed, eyes closed just a moment. I've tried my best to preach what the Lord laid on my heart early this morning. And I wonder today, is there someone would be honest and say, "Preacher, I'm lost, and I know I'm lost, and I need to be saved. Would you remember me in prayer?" Anybody at all like that today? "Preacher, I need to be saved, and I admit it." Now, we're not going to point you out. Nobody's going to make fun of you. We're just wanting to pray for you this morning. "Preacher, I'm lost, from the youngest to the oldest. Preacher, I'm not saved. Pray for me." Anybody? Amen. Anybody? Anybody? Is there someone here who's saved? You know you're saved. Maybe you're not living for the Lord like you ought to. Maybe you just let the world, the flesh, kind of overwhelm you. And you say, "Preacher, I just need to get close to the Lord. I need to start getting back in this thing like I used to." Pray for me, preacher. Anybody like that this morning? Amen. Amen. Thank you for being honest. Amen. Amen. Now you come to the piano, honey. Let's stand. Everybody stand that's able to stand. As while you're standing, your heads are bowed, your eyes are closed.